Definitely KUC 107.7. You are still tuned in on Truth of the Youth with Millie Ann, Clayton White and Lyle van Wyk.
The Power Hour.
Yes, Full House Gizzy.
Full House.
Cut in four.
Cut in three, actually.
Okay.
Because the other fourth one we're going to share. So we have a special guest in our midst here. And I see we have a very long introduction.
Yeah. So he is a very special person.
Also, I can Afrikaans ook praat. So we can speak Afrikaans also?
But I prefer the interview.
Yes, English.
We prepared in English. So
this episode focuses on young leaders who are shaping their communities through activism, smart governance, and unshakable passion for justice. We unpack what it means to lead with purpose in a society still grappling with inequality, welcoming in NAM. Hi, Enam. Our topic tonight is Born to Lead, inspired by Enam Samkelo. How are you this evening?
What the topic? I would first like to thank you for having me today. I'm doing great.
Okay.
I'm really blessed to be here, and it's an honor to be with you guys today. Thank you.
Okay. We love having you. You have a nice smile, and I love the gang here. All the support.
I see this case beats cut into four pieces.
Okay, so Enam, the first question I have for you, what does leadership mean to you as a young person in South Africa today?
To first start off, we all know that when we talk about leadership, it's all about influence. So leadership to me is that one person, one leader who influences a group of people in large. So I found leadership as something. I'm also a leader, so I know that I have influence. So it just depends on what influence you have. It depends on ideologies, in other ways. But it's all about the influence, the positive influence. Because if you're a leader, there are people watching you, or there are people wanting to follow your steps.
So
anything you do, the group will do.
Yes. Yeah.
If it's a mess up, the whole
group. So speaking of leadership, can you tell us about your role in the EFFYC and what it taught you about youth involvement in politics?
I'm currently the coordinator of the EFF Youth Command in the Tyne-Saint sub-region. I'm a member of the EFF, exactly.
Okay.
I live in the EFF. it has been...
Your blood is red.
Yeah, my blood
in the veins,
It has been a time with the EFF Youth Command, especially after the dissolvement of the Student Command in December. So the Youth Command has just started into the communities. So it has been an honor to lead a lot of people and have influence in a lot of people. It's been an honor to lead an organization that wants to change the community.
Okay, and so Enam, you've mentioned that you... being part of a diverse podcast network, how does storytelling play a role in activism?
When it comes to storytelling playing a role in activism, we should go back and know that everyone has a different story. Some people relate to the story. So probably talking about things in podcast or having a moment whereby someone else will relate out there who's watching. So I believe that podcasting or having different podcasts helps the youth to like develop new knowledge or just relate to something.
Okay. Yes, I agree. I totally agree.
Yes, me definitely. So, Enam, what challenges have you faced as a young leader trying to make a difference?
Some people don't support your vision.
Yes.
That's something we should all know. So some people will be like, nah, this guy is mad.
Yeah.
He is young into politics. So some people will find it weird. But it is about time that we realize that the youth should now take over.
Exactly.
It's definitely time for the old people to sit down. So that's why I know that I focused on the young. I'm into the young.
Yes. You've mentioned that some people don't support. They just don't agree.
Yeah.
So how do you stay grounded?
It's a war.
Yeah.
I declare everything I'm doing as a war.
Okay.
So I know that I'm at war. And it's sometimes not easy at war.
Yeah.
And it won't sometimes go in like... The thing won't happen the way you want it to happen.
Yeah.
So I don't get discouraged. I just keep on moving. I have a positive vision, so I don't have a reason to let that vision go.
Okay. I know that you're studying as well. So how do you cope with leading and studying? You're a multi-talented man.
I'm not exactly coping.
Uh-huh.
I'm doing it. I don't find... any obstacle blocking me. I just find challenges. So I'm not coping, but I'm pushing. It's really a challenge because I can imagine having meetings and then needing to finish an assignment. And even now at this moment, I have an assignment that's due on the
21st
that
same.
I'm not even close to finishing.
Yeah.
So it's a challenge.
Yeah.
And then... what's that one moment in your activism journey that changed you forever?
Joining the EFF. You
So that's the moment.
That moment has made me, has opened up a lot.
Okay.
I've met with a lot of leaders, young leaders, like Commissar Naledi Chirwa, who's the Member of Parliament, and also an EFF Youth Command Coordinator National. So it has been a light whereby when I joined, I found a connection. I started learning new things. So joining the EFF Youth Command could be that moment.
Okay.
Yeah. And people still charging you, eh?
Always.
Always.
Okay, for now, we're going on a quick music break. But you listening, stay tuned in here more about INAM. Remember, the topic is Born to Lead, inspired by INAM
Samkelo.
Give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up. You're listening to The Truth of the Youth by the Youth and for the Youth.
Dit is steeds ingeskakel op Kase 107.7 op die program Truth of the Youth. En yes, we are still tuned in here with our wonderful guest, Inam Samkelo. And remember, our topic for tonight is Born to Lead, inspired by Inam Samkelo. So he's still here with us. Just yes. Say hi if you are still fine.
Okay, he's laughing.
He's laughing. Yeah, that means he's still fine.
I just love the topic. That's why.
Okay, nice.
So in good work.
Yeah. Anyways, back to the question I wanted to ask. So let's talk about inequality. What are the biggest injustices you see in Drakenstein right now?
When talking about injustice, the first thing on my mind that I know is a challenge. The first thing on my mind that I know is a challenge, and is one of the most injustices in the Drakenstein is GBV.
GBV. Yeah.
I believe that the GBV are people who kill the women, who kill the small children, are not being punished enough. So that's injustice by itself. I really believe that the people killing our women and killing the young ladies are not getting enough punishment.
If ever
a more severe punishment could be introduced, I'd maybe be happy. Maybe a lifetime sentence, because I only hear about 5 months in prison.
I didn't know that.
So we really need justice in that zone. And then
okay. So in your opinion, how should local governance be improved to better serve the youth?
When talking about local governance, we know public participation is required, because local government or the local sphere is the lowest sphere. So it is the sphere that connects with the community. The leaders of local governance are made for the community. So if probably more youth participation in local governance can be done, introducing local governments to the youth, allowing the youth to learn more about local governance, giving the youth a chance to maybe lead in campaigns or programs, can be a way that could help us improve.
I totally agree, because I love the way you lead.
And speaking of injustice, I think the next question is a breakdown question. What is your message to young people who feel powerless or unheard?
I don't want to turn into a motivation speaker, but I also have my times of being feeling powerless. The only way I'm recovering or I'm having power is to pray.
Yeah.
We sometimes tend to go far away from God. We sometimes want things to go the way we want it to go. We sometimes find ourselves in different in wrong places. We should sometimes move away from the wrong places.
Yeah.
Or communicate more with God, and then you'll get your power. So yeah. I also have times where I feel powerless, but the only way I recover is by praying, communicating more with God, and just having a time away from certain things.
Yeah, just be in your own space.
Yeah.
Okay, I know now that you already making a difference. So where do you see yourself in 5 years from now?
5 years from now.
5 years, yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I don't know if 5 years is too far. I believe and want to see myself speaking for the youth in Parliament one day. I don't want to be local for long, but I one day want to speak for the youth. I believe there's less voices for the youth in Parliament. So maybe being a voice of the youth in Parliament one day is somewhere I want to be. Yeah.
I'll definitely root for you.
And that is so motivational.
I'll definitely root for you.
Me too. Don't worry. You have my vote.
Yeah, you have mine as
well. I feel the same way.
I should have put my recruitment forms.
Okay. So what advice would you give to someone who wants to become an activist or community leader?
Being active.
Okay. Mm.
The only way you become an activist is being active.
Being active, yeah.
Not sitting down on your vision. Don't delay it. If you delay it, you're not an activist.
Yeah. Okay.
You must do everything you want to do and everything you think that is good now. Mm. Do it now.
Yeah.
That's one way you can become an activist.
Yeah, Leon.
Okay. Yes Clayton. Do that what you want to do.
Don't worry. I'll take that from you.
Yeah, we're taking in here a lot. Thank you so much, Inam. So the last question is actually your moment of shout outs. Who do you want to shout out to? We know there's someone at home or here outside sitting on a black couch who wants a shout out. Who's your shout out going to?
I just want to ask. The first support structure I have is my family. I know that I've been in need of their presence, and they've been here for me. When I say that, I include my mother, my sister, my aunt, and not only them, but other people who have helped me in certain things. Even the people who are temporary.
Yeah.
The people who are not here to stay.
Yeah.
That just pushed me. And I also want to shout out to the whole people out there who are looking at me, who are supporting me, behind me every single moment.
Okay. Okay, so shout out to them.
Yeah, also from us, a shout out to them.
Okay, so our last question is actually a question of a week. We call it the question of the week on Truth of the Youth. So we ask a question for listeners to engage with us. So you're listening, this is also for you, but the first answer is coming from Inam. Inam. Okay, so question of the week. If you had to run the country for a day with unlimited power, what's the first law you would pass?
I think people listening would expect this answer, but land expropriation without compensation.
Okay.
Yeah. First law I'll apply. I think we need that equality. We need to take away that segregation. So I'll do that first time and teach black people how to use land. Educate them more. Yeah.
Okay, so that's a wrap. Thank you, Inam, for being here. We loved having you. Yeah. Yeah, you inspired not only a listener, but us as well.
As well. Definitely. Yeah. I am totally inspired because that part where you said do it now.
Yeah.
I'm going to take that.
Lead. I love the way you lead, man. Thank you, Inam. So that was Inam Samkelo for you. The topic, Born to Lead, inspired by Inam Samkelo. He loves it, guys. For now, it's a music break. Stay tuned in for relatable topics with Tammy. Nederna.